Welcome to Scooby Duo! Welcome back to Scooby Trio!
What's this?
Trio!
Oh no, do we have a special guest today?
Yes, we do have a special guest, and it's Sarah.
Sarah?
Thanks for having me on, and even changing the show title. This is really such an honor.
Well, we do that when we have three or more people.
Yes. This for me. Okay.
That's right.
Well, I mean, it's partly for you. I mean, if you weren't here, we wouldn't rename it.
That's true. Okay. And Sarah, I understand that you are a Scooby-Doo expert and that you once studied Scooby-Doo in college.
Yeah, I took a couple of classes. I have a sub minor in Scooby-Doo. It's not a full minor, but I took a couple classes, and then I, of course, had to do the oral boards and everything, so I think I'm pretty fluent with the episodes based on that.
Well, good. I think it'll be interesting to hear some of that expertise come through in your commentary regarding this episode, which is...
Haunted House Hang-Up.
Haunted House Hang-Up. Back in the 60s, they used to call problems hang-ups. Did you know that?
No.
So that's what that comes in. Haunted House Hang-Up.
I was confused by the title, and now you just made sense for me, because I was wondering, there was no references to, like, hangings or anything, so...
Yeah. Well, it's yet another example of how dated Scooby-Doo show it is.
It's funny how... oh, never mind.
Okay.
Let's get on with the show.
Oh yes, I think we're laughing at some of the funny gags from the joke or from the show.
Okay, so they're going to this rock music festival, but and they're lost and low on gas and whatever. And then they see this guy, or see a sign, and Shaggy jokingly says, "That's 25 miles to China."
Right, because the sign is pointing downward.
Right.
As if they were going to dig through. Can I say something in the van when Scooby is playing the drums?
Yeah.
You know, they call it One Dog Night, which is kind of a reference to a 70s band called Three Dog Night.
Oh, did they say that? I missed that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
that band, One Dog Night, is really good.
That's pretty good. Have you ever heard of Three Dog Night? Probably not. Yeah, that was all right, good catch on that one, Sarah.
Well, I went to school, but go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
So then they find this man walking, and we have a clip of this.
Well, first of all, you didn't mention that the show opens with a headless specter walking around. It's very brief, but then it cuts to the gang saying groovy and referencing Burma Shave signs.
Yes.
Again, super, super dated. I won't change my mind on that.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they see a ghostly figure emerging down the road because they're lost, and they stop him.
Yes.
And they say, I need to find I-5, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. Are they based in California?
Well, you always wonder where they're based because they never really say. There's an episode in Hawaii. There is a Chinatown episode that we've covered recently.
Ooh.
Where they're in Chinatown. So I'm thinking maybe Bay Area for the mystery gang.
Yeah, they seem to have the hairstyles and the clothes and everything from that.
Inner city. They're in the city quite a few times.
Right. So you're thinking San Francisco?
Yeah. And then you know how they go, like, to the lake? They go to the lake a lot by the beach.
Yeah, there's a beach. Yeah, you're right. They're by the ocean. So, yeah. So,
although this is pretty rural where they are when they run into this guy who comes up with a lantern.
Right. And he introduces his name as Asia Shanks.
Oh, we're not going to play the clip?
Oh, yeah. Let's play this great, great clip.
It's great.
Of Asia Shanks.
And it's just a great voice. So here's
this. I love the voice acting here. Yeah.
So here's this clip.
Sir, but name's Asa Shanks. What are you doing here?
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Shanks. We're on our way to the Rock Music Festival.
Then you better be on your way quick as possible.
But that's just it, sir. I think we're lost.
Lost? Cool in school. We'll be okay.
We're looking for Interstate number 5. Can you direct us, please?
Straight ahead till you come to the fork.
And when we come to the fork in the road, which do we take?
Left fork is the long way around. Right fork's the short.
Good. Then we'll take the right.
Right? I'd go the long way if I was you.
But you said the right way is the short way.
Also takes you past the Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion?
Go. And the Headless Specter.
All right, a lot of good info there from Asia Shanks.
I know, saying that this fork in the road and how one way leads you to a haunted house.
Yeah, we just heard it, yeah.
just describing what we just heard.
Hey, Nick, what was that guy doing out there with a lantern just as they pulled off the road to get directions? Well, why was he out there?
I think we'll discuss that later because...
Okay.
There could be...
And I have a question. If he's bad or whatever, why is he saying that the haunted house is straight ahead?
Well, all right. Let's just assume he's bad. And he wants to scare the gang off, and that's why he's walking down the road. And, you know, is he by the mansion? No.
No.
Right? Because they say take the long way or the short way. Mm-hmm. So he's not by the mansion. So what? You're right. Why is he there? Because you'd think he'd be by the mansion based on what happens later.
He's just out in the middle of nowhere.
Maybe he was, because he's a neighbor of the mansion too. So yeah.
It's
strange. That's revealed later that he lives next door. So yeah. Okay. Why is he out there? Number one. Number two. Why does he steer the gang at all? Why does he give them the option at all to go past the haunted mansion?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
And just say go left.
The short way is the way past the haunted house. So everybody would, of course, choose the short way. But he said, but if you go the short way, that's the haunted house.
Right. So
the Asia, left is the long way.
Not a very bright guy, because to get rid of this gang, all he had to say was go left. At the
go
front.
Left, yeah. Good point, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So now they say, this is hilarious. Scooby and Shaggy think, oh, we're going left. And then the girls say right. And Fred's like, seems like we have a tie vote.
Right.
So Shaggy gets out the slice of bologna.
Mm-hmm. And how did they determine what was going to be heads or tails?
Put mustard on the head side and plain on tails.
Yeah. And they flip it like a coin.
It's like coin with a toy.
I wonder if bologna was more popular then. Because I know growing up we ate bologna. Do people eat bologna anymore?
No, Grandma had bologna in her fridge the other day. So I think she's sticking to that.
Am I being elitist here?
A little bit, maybe.
Okay.
I bet you wouldn't eat Wonder Bread either.
Well, no. I would eat, remember Cotto Salami? I used to eat that.
Cotto Salami!
But what's funny about that is that, as we mentioned on a previous show, Casey Kasem is a vegetarian and refused in later years to have Shaggy eat meat. And this one, he's enjoying a bologna sandwich. Yeah. So, rare clip there.
Well, it's kind of like their motivation. You know, it's like Popeye and spinach, if you think about it. They're all...
That's so true. That is so true and so funny and very compelling. I think I'm not going to forget that line anytime soon. Nick, how about you?
No.
like Popeye.
I gotta admit, that's what my professor said in college, and it just stuck with me. It's a memorable line.
Yeah, that's a polished line, you can tell.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good
Definitely.
All right, so this is a great moment coming up. They decide to take the short route.
Yeah, and Fred's just like, yeah, we're a little bit low on gas. So then they go, and this time it's steam. The van is steam.
Yeah, let's just pause for a second and think about this. In previous episodes, they've gotten lost. In previous episodes, they've ran out of gas. And in previous episodes, they've had car trouble. This one has all three. They're lost, they're low on gas, and their radiator overheats. So
I was
very amused by that. But that
I'd appreciate it if they would have run out of gas. Like, okay, that's the tension here. Are they going to have enough gas? And then all of a sudden, whoa, their radiator boils over. yeah. A little too much there, but
yeah. And they go just tromping all over this property to find water for the radiator.
Mm-hmm.
Right up to a well. Well doesn't have a bucket. So Daphne spots a light in the creepy house and says, mm-hmm. "Light me."
I said, "Let's go in because why not?"
Yeah, and she's like, "Light means people." Light means hope.
People. Yeah, that's exactly how she delivers that.
Actually, you should have played Daphne.
You could have.
Yeah, and Shaggy, and Shaggy's like, "Well, that's the light out to get us out of here."
Oh yeah, he wants to light out.
Yeah.
Another
very good play on words.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, Asia Shanks disappears, by the way.
Earlier.
Yeah, he doesn't hang around. He just tells them.
No, he's talking about how there's a cool scene where after he gives them the directions, he walks down the road and mm-hmm. then just vanishes. Did you notice that?
I thought he just went into the darkness, but he disappears?
I think it's.
I mean, it could be that.
I think they keep it vague. Like, did he disappear? Because Daphne says he just disappeared. Anyway.
And Scooby and Shaggy think, oh, well, let's get water for the radiator. And then they find this creepy ghost thing. It was a white ghost.
Pretty classic ghost. Like a... Like a... Kind of like a white sheet type ghost.
Yeah, like a Halloween thing.
Yeah. Yeah, very very routine ghost. Yeah. Kind of pedestrian.
Yeah,
by,
of course it's not original. Damn.
Yeah, that wasn't very original. So they go into the mansion, right?
Yes.
Or does anything more happen with the ghost? They just say there's a ghost and they go back into the mansion.
Yes, they go back into the mansion.
What do they see there?
A floating candle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, how does it float? I guess it could be on strings.
Do you guys remember if they knocked on the door or did they just go in?
I think they hit the thing on the door. Like, you know how in old doors they had the thing on the top? Like where you slam it on the door, like ding, ding, ding.
And that knocks the door open. So dated. Okay.
Yeah, Scooby is so dated.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's funny is, you're right, Sarah, that they don't seem to have any qualms with just waltzing into this house that had a light on. It may look a little run down, but where do they get off? Waltzing into this house.
Yeah.
Well, being a Scooby-Doo fan, I've noticed you guys have mentioned that in different episodes, that they, you know, there's these teenagers and they just seem to waltz into places.
Right.
Wherever they want to go.
Solve a few crimes and they think they're above the law.
Exactly. Is anybody above the law, though?
I don't think so, but I think, I don't know, do you guys think
they're
above the law?
And the Spectre isn't
under the
law or over the
above
law.
The law.
Yeah,
That means laws don't apply to you, that you can just break into houses, you can,
yeah,
you know, booby trap things.
So they run away from this floating candle, and then don't they hear the knocking? Yeah, they hear the knocking noises.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they go to investigate.
And don't you kind of get sometimes annoyed at this knocking? I mean, it's during, like, the whole episode.
Yeah. Oh, the payoff on
that. I liked it because it gave them direction to, like, oh, what's going on there? They kept getting lured in. You know, first they need water, then they see a light, then they see a candle, then a knocking. It keeps me, I like the progression. I think it keeps you interested in, like, what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I just I'm with you both here. I think I just wish they'd picked a more interesting sound, but it was
instead of the knocking,
instead of the chopping sound or whatever it is.
So now they So they hear the knocking noises, and oh, Scooby and Shaggy are looking at this painting, and there's this guy named
Jefferson Stillwell.
Jefferson Stillwell, and they were looking, and then they
huge, like, painting of a southern gentleman pointing at something.
Yeah, and they turn around, and then they turn back, and his head is gone.
Yes, a reference to the headless
Spectre
vision that we saw at the opening.
Super creepy. Yeah. Super creepy.
Yeah. Well, it gets even creepier. Can we talk about the head at this point?
Don't spoil it.
Not yet. Okay.
Okay, so then I think that, oh, they see, don't, what did they do next? Do they see footprints or what?
No. I think they split up, right?
No.
Yeah, because...
Well, they see the chest first, and then...
Oh, yeah, they show the headless specter, and they show him putting this box into a room.
And so, he's laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing.
Seems like Scooby always laughs, or the villain in Scooby-Doo always laughs.
Yeah.
Hmm, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's an original observation by me.
I like it, because you're right. Even though he doesn't have a head, his shoulders are kind of shaking.
Yes, that's true. And by the way, why is he laughing if he's by himself? But maybe he's just enjoying it. Or maybe he thinks people can hear him. That's probably true.
Okay, so then they go into this room and they're like, Scooby, open the chest. And Fred's like, it's so mean.
I love this scene.
Yeah, it's so mean.
It's not a chest. It's like a little, it's almost like a little box.
But anyway, it's so funny because Shaggy so rudely lifts up his arm and it's like, Fred's like, we have a volunteer. The way he says, we have a volunteer.
Yeah, Shaggy forces Scooby to volunteer to open this mystery box that's in the middle of this room. And what happens when they open the box?
They open it and there's Jefferson Stillwell's head.
Oh, that freaked me out when I saw it. That was very believable head.
Well, I actually laughed. I actually laughed when I saw it.
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
It was funny.
And Scooby just immediately passes out.
Yeah, I guess you have to see the episode multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Scooby passing out. That was...
Yeah, it just went stiff.
Yeah, and Shaggy's like, well, this is going to be tough, Scooby, or says... I don't know. He's just like, this is going to be tough or something? Or, oh, he's getting tough, I see.
Yeah, he was trying to revive him with the Scooby snack. And one wouldn't do it because Scooby's no dummy.
Oh, and speaking of the Scooby snack, what about the shape of it?
Yeah, here, this is sort of a long-standing discussion that we've had over a few episodes. That the Scooby snack has changed shapes for three straight episodes. In this one, it is more of a rectangle shape, I believe.
Yes.
In the last one, it was pretty circular. And then in another one, it was square. So that's the level of detail you get. And obviously, Sarah knows this. She studied it in college.
Well, actually, that was in the, if you went for the full minor, you had to take Scooby Snacks 401.
Right.
And I didn't take it, so I'm
oh, okay.
Kind of in the dark about this. So the actual snack changes.
And it has different effects.
Yeah, like sometimes it looked like a, I don't know, a nut.
Yeah, but I'm saying it had different sizes, but also sometimes it makes them stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it makes them less scared. I don't get the whole Scooby snack thing.
No.
I thought it was just a motivator that they they want it, they'll do anything for a Scooby snack.
Yeah, kind of like Popeye and spinach. But I would say what's confusing to me is it this, so this confused me even as a kid. Scooby snacks, is it a dog treat that they've nicknamed Scooby snacks? Have they branded do they make their own branded dog treat based on their local fame for solving mysteries?
Well, as a dog owner, I think a Scooby snack is literally any food item.
So would you call, what's the name of your dog?
Charles and Gracie.
Would you call it a Charles? Here, do you want a Charles snack? It seems odd.
Well, that's pretty, gee, are you sure you didn't go to college? Because it sounds like, you did. No, I think it's just a piece of something. They seem to have limitless food at all times, to give people.
Yeah, they pull these snacks out of nowhere. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to have to look more closely at the Scooby snack shape because, did you notice it, Nick, right off the bat?
Sorry, I've been a little bit muted.
Sorry. Let's move on with the plot. Yeah. That was my bad for going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's important. You learned it in college, so.
Okay, so now they split up.
Yeah, now they split up.
Another good scene coming up here where Velma, Shaggy.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
They find these footprints. That's what
yes.
And Shaggy's like, I've seen people do the splits, but these are crazy.
Right, because the footprints split up.
They go two different directions, just one shoe in each direction. That was well done.
And how do you think they did that? I guess he just gets the villain just point. Put shoes and went boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Opt on one leg. Who knows?
Now that you mention it, like, you know, who leaves footprints inside?
Oh, I think maybe he went. He went 1 foot, 1 foot, jumped, then went back, back, back.
But seriously, why is he leaving footprints inside?
They're pretty dark too. It's like he stepped in oil.
Yeah. So
well, they. Anyway, and they split up again. Seems like they split up a lot. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, every episode.
You really went to college.
I might have missed that.
Oh,
I
stopped in
with Jay.
Sorry, that was a little rough.
That was a good one.
I just Scooby.
Jeez.
Okay, so they go into this black dark room.
Velma and Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
It's hilarious. Velma's like, Shaggy's like, your hands feel like,
clammy.
Clammy. And then Velma's like, your hands feel like a couple of fish out of a lake.
Right. And it's completely pitch black. All we can see are their eyes.
And oh, I love this. I love when they walk out.
What happens, Sarah?
Well, they come out and they're holding hands, but they're each holding the hand of the headless guy.
Yes.
Well, Scooby's just like, I'm just going to walk.
He's trailing him. Yeah,
he can't hold hands.
Three people.
It's pretty good. I liked it. And then they freak out and run away from him, which I would too if I saw a headless person.
But wouldn't they realize? I guess they thought they were holding each other.
Yeah, they did. Except for a girl, you have pretty clammy hands. Like, do guys have clammy hands? Anyway.
Yeah.
So they go out, and they're scared, and then we have the song, right?
Yeah, we have yet another hippy-dippy song.
Yeah.
This one's called You've Got to Love the World.
You got to love the world. Be a friend. Do you think this is bad, Sarah?
What do you think of this song?
Oh, I really liked the song. In fact, I thought it was like a monkey song, you know?
Yeah.
It sounded like a band that we used to listen to called the Monkees. And so I was thinking, I got into it.
Yeah, you know, in a previous episode, I thought they were trying to rip off the Beatles, but it really does sound a little Davy Jones-like of the Monkees.
At first, I thought it was just a monkey song that they put over, but I think this is original composition for this
Yeah.
For the show.
Season two had, they would interrupt the show and show sight gags.
Banana.
This one was a little less love oriented than some songs. But,
and we'll point it. Well, we'll just
I guess
point
it does say love the world.
It really worked for me. I just love the music. I thought perfect, spot on.
The tone is right, even though it's kind of a scary show.
But it's silly too. You know, it's
I thought it was terrible.
Oh yeah.
Oh. He did. Tell me why, Nick.
The tone was wrong?
Yeah, I feel like the tone is wrong. It was too lovey-dovey. Like, I feel like this is a little bit too sexy, but... Like, maybe we shouldn't play it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like it should be something a little spookier, too.
Yes, I just think in the moment, it just... It's like, this is serious. He's about to murder them. Well,
no, actually, that's not true. He was just trying to scare them.
Yeah.
I don't remember him. Well, there was a
scene. And it's a comedy. You got to remember this is a comedy.
There is a scene, though, where they hide under the covers.
Yeah.
And he jumps on top of them.
Oh, he's like pounding them with a speed.
Actually, they're not. They put pillows under the covers.
Yeah, I liked it. The only thing I liked about it was the jokes, like the on the bed and in the night.
There were some good gags, yeah. He flipped.
Oh, so the lyrics kind of mirroring. Yeah, I thought it was kind of a stroke of genius. But then that ends, the music trails off, and I'm trying to think what happens next.
First of all, it is a good song, just not for this. That's why I'm saying that. Next, let's see, what do they do? Well, they show Daphne and Fred for the first time.
Yeah, well,
what up, you mean?
They start finding clues now.
They go into that. So after the song, they fall into the well.
Right.
Yes. Which is highly unbelievable they would have survived. They go on a bike, and then they're riding on a like a power line, it seems like, at one point.
Right. They go outside.
And then smash into the power pole, and then they fall a good distance into a well with only knee-deep water. That's without a scratch.
Well, it's a comedy.
But still, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, and of course Shaggy's like, help, help, I'm sunk.
Yes,
but
and
he's only in knee deep water. But you're right, how would he have survived that?
And then he just stands up and hits the door, and they go into the cellar.
Again with the trap doors that are everywhere. But that's cool, though. That's Scooby. I shouldn't criticize that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So now we go to friend Daphne. What do you think about this scene, Sarah?
Well, I kind of forgotten about them because it was so much on Daphne, Scooby, or not Daphne, Velma, Scooby, and Shaggy.
Well, they reunite they walk down the...
Wait.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
But you find a clue, though. They find, you gotta...
What do they
Sarah,
find?
Sarah, you just interrupted
her. Oh, I'm sorry. Did they find
a clue? Don't they find something in a jar?
No, it's a book. It's a book.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They find a book.
Yeah, I should have. I think I can remember. It's like they open the book, and it was dated like in the 1800s, and they read it, and they say, it's kind of like a clue to where treasure is.
Yeah.
It's like, if you know where to go, follow.
Stillwall shows the way.
No, it's a bunch of men... marching in a row.
No, single file.
Single file. Stillwall shows the way.
Yeah.
I was about to cut ahead to when Velma reads that and figures out what it is. But before we do that, they go through the well. Let's just orient the listeners.
Yeah. Oh.
Daphne and Fred have...
They get out of the well by a trap door. Yeah.
Fred says, be careful, and Daphne just slips.
Yeah, right on cue. She's just silly. She's practically of no use, if you think about it, in most of these episodes.
Yeah, what does
she I'd like do? To see her actually save the day one time, but I don't know.
Well, she does in series, is it the second series?
Yeah.
Maybe even a third, something like that.
What does she do?
Believe it or not.
Oh.
This is shocking. During one series, they paired up Scooby-Doo with Daphne and Shaggy. And that was it. Didn't last long, but, you know, gave her a chance to shine.
Wow.
Like she was the Velma and Fred of the group, basically.
Yeah, it was like they didn't split up the brain trust there.
Yeah, kind of bizarre.
Was Daphne. Oh, and Scrappy. Also Scrappy.
That may have been Scrappy.
Yeah, Scrappy was with them.
Okay.
Do we agree that when Scrappy joined the series, it just started to tank?
Yes, definitely. Scrappy was okay. Certain episodes. I liked that he just liked to fight people. Yeah, yeah. Scrappy. Scrappy-Doo.
I don't know. A lot of people hated that. A lot of people hated that.
But
I didn't think it was that bad.
No.
You know, he had his moments.
Okay. So then somebody's coming. They almost hit them, and they talked to them.
Hold on. They reunite. Scooby, Shaggy, and Velma are walking down a tunnel. In the other direction, Fred and Daphne are waiting with jars of food, ready to smash it over whoever is walking down.
Yeah.
Again, highly above the law. Let's just clobber someone, even though we don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. I know they're scared, but you know, you're on private property, so.
And then anyway, they figure out that
they start finding clues now.
And then they find out, and it's funny how they talk to Velma, Scooby, and Shaggy, like, and holding the jars, like, yeah. Hey, Scooby, Shaggy.
They don't lower the jars while they're talking to them. So Velma finds some helium, and that's it. They realize
they try to eat the food, but they find out it's actually balloons. They're chewing them. Now this isn't food. This is balloons. And then right away, Velma finds a helium tank.
Yeah, I mean, who eats a balloon?
All come together.
And then, this is our ghost. They put a sheet over it, and there you go.
Yep, Fred puts two and two together on that one.
So now they read. She reads a diary, and she's like, "Well, Stillwall's going to show the way on the photo."
Right. She figures it out right away, you think Fred would have.
Yes. She figures out that wherever Stillwall points, that's where it is.
So what is he pointing to?
A column. So they go up to
The single file is a column of marchers.
Yeah. So the photo.
But remember in that, there's a big boo-boo in this one where she totally butchers that line, Velma does. Remember she says, Stillwall shows the way, column. She doesn't say a column. It's a column. We reround this run. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
She says it with a
bad voice acting. Very bad.
Something got lost in the edit there.
Yeah, it was very bad voice acting by Velma.
Was the voice acting or the editing?
She was terrible, Velma. Terrible voice acting.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. So now they figured out that they got to go to the painting and see what he's pointing at. Right.
Yes, and they see that he's pointing at the greenhouse. They're like, it doesn't have columns. But they're like, well, let's look at the greenhouse anyway. So Scooby and Shaggy go to the greenhouse.
Outside, yeah. I can't remember. I don't think it eaten by a fly trap.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Feed him, you know, Scooby snacks. Then they... Oh, and by the way, this time Scooby snacks are a square.
That's right, yeah.
And they're butter. They look like butter, basically. Don't they, Sarah?
I think they did resemble a little pat of butter.
Yeah. So I forget, how do they discover that the column is outside? Is it? Oh, does the headless zombie?
Well, you'll see later.
Well, that's happening now, isn't it?
No. Well, okay. So first, they run away from him. They go up to the balloons. They're on these balloons. They fly, and then they fall.
The head of Spectre's on a balloon. Scooby and Shaggy are on different balloons.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then they all fall into this chicken pen, and this is dangerous. They could have died.
Right.
Well, they survived the well, so.
Yeah,
I did. They're invincible.
So anyway, they figure out that the Headless Spectre isn't a bad guy.
It's what's his name?
Penrod Stillwall.
Very good, Penrod.
Boy, this was a great twist. This is a great twist. I love this idea that they think he's scary, but he's actually, well, there's a reason for it. What's that reason?
He thought they were going to steal the treasure. And Shaggy's like, you nearly scared us to death, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, he was, you guys were the bad guys. So,
yeah, but still, why did he almost kill them?
Yeah.
Well, it's just a treasure.
Well, he's pretending. It's kind of like stand your ground,
How about? I don't know.
Instead of scaring them half to death.
Pretty elaborate way to scare people away, but yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Mm, definitely.
But how do they get to the column of where the money is?
Well, okay, first of all, they hear the banging again, and they're like, oh, well, it must be somebody else. So they go up and investigate.
Oh, okay. So the column comes, the column of the cash comes.
Yeah, you'll
at the
see.
End.
You'll
okay,
see.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Right. Now, this is, to me, maybe the funniest moment in Scooby-Doo history to me.
You don't want to show the clip or what? Well, I guess it's more
no,
visual.
No, it's kind of visual.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, I wish we could show it. Basically, what you see, they follow the chopping noise, and they they go into the basement. There is, how do I describe this?
A guy with a sheet. It's so
not
lazy.
Even covering his full body.
Oh, and why didn't they figure out who it was? Like his pants.
He's,
like
you can see his pants. He's chopping wood in a sheet, or he's chopping. And he's not even. He's not chopping wood. He's chopping at a column, and it's a very skinny column. Like, what is he doing? It just cracks me up every time. And why is he dressed as a ghost?
Well, he's got to protect his identity. I mean, he's basically thieving.
I know, but like, I already knew who it was because of the pants.
Yeah, why wouldn't you show his pants?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they really phoned this one in with that twist, because it turns out, who is it, Sarah?
Well, it turns out to be...
Wait, Clip.
Okay, no.
Well, we're going to have a clip. We always
Well,
do.
Sarah can say it, but we'll have details.
Okay.
It's who, Sarah?
It's the guy they first see with the lantern, the Frisk. What's his name?
As a Scooby expert, you should know the villain's name.
It's Agent Shanks.
It's Shanks.
Agent Shanks.
I'm faster than Shanks. The person that studied. Yay!
Wow. It was a long time ago. I was in college, but yes.
Yes.
Ezra Shanks.
Asia.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
I don't know. We should do a background check and see if she indeed went to this college. But anyway.
Why don't you do
Well, I didn't tell you my grades either. So
yeah, I guess.
Sometimes you can just show up.
All right, let's roll the clip where Scooby and the gang find out what Asia was up to and why.
Yes, very exciting clip here.
Now let's see who our phony phantom really is.
It's Asia Shanks.
My greedy neighbor, trying to steal the treasure. If there is a treasure, that is. That's it. It was supposed to be in a carpet bag. Like, wow, you're rich, Mr. Stillwall. And I'd have found it if it wasn't for you, Snoopers. How can I ever thank you, young people?
Just point us to the nearest pizza parlor before Scoob and I collapse from starvation.
But I still don't get it. The money was in the column like Velma figured?
Yeah, but the picture pointed to the greenhouse.
Somebody must have moved the picture.
Which would have had the portrait pointing directly at the column. End of mystery. End of pizza. Now on to the Rock Music Festival. Right, Scoob?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Asia Shanks is trying to figure out why the guy, or trying
Asia
to get the
Shanks.
Treasure.
Poor Asia, just think about it. He thought Penrod It's just so sad. He's just chopping away at columns.
You said Penrod.
Well, he thought, oh, sorry, Jefferson was pointing at...
No, it's not Jefferson. It's Henrod.
No, it's Penrod.
It's Henrod.
It's Penrod. We'll look it up.
Henrod.
Please write in, is it Penrod or Henrod?
It's definitely Penrod, but I don't, you know, that's just...
You think it's what?
Penrod.
Penrod is a name. I've
is
never
that P-E-N?
Yeah, Penrod. Okay.
Anyway. Why did you feel bad about him? Are you going to include your review, or are you just a tangent?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give my review.
Oh, okay.
I'll give this one four Scooby Snacks. I think it has the funniest moment, like I said, of Asia Shanks sadly chopping away at columns in this house. While Stillwall cannot find him. I mean, it's not like a giant mansion. You can hear this loud chopping.
Well, now, a lot of noise.
So, I mean, it's hilarious.
Oh, and you know what's Penrod so
decides,
lucky?
Rather than just go
it's so lucky is,
find the source.
Is he hits the column with the money bag in it.
Yes,
oh, that's
finally.
Right. That is funny.
What timing.
Yeah, they chase him down. And he collides into the column where he instantly uncovers the money. That's good stuff. Yeah, I don't know why the kids didn't get a finder's fee for that. But so, yeah, funny villain. Villain that's not annoying. Some good clues. I like the painting and I like...
the head.
The head in the box was good. Yeah, all in all, you got a mystery machine that is lost... out of gas and overheating. I gotta give it 4.
Okay, I'm gonna say 4 out of 5 too. The only thing that I didn't like was the song. The song was bad. It was bad.
Interesting.
Okay. Other than that, it was great. Loved the laugh of the villain. I thought it wasn't too annoying. The haunted house is cool. I like the twist, like the box and the painting and the greenhouse.
Yeah,
some
the
of that.
Twist was good.
Yeah, and then all the gang members were great. And I liked some of those silly jokes of Henrod's, or Henrod.
Penrod.
No, not Penrod, the other guy, the bad guy.
Oh, Asia Shanks.
Yeah, Asia Shanks. Okay, what about your ranking?
I'm going to give this a 5 out of 5 because, yeah, I think it's the best Scooby of all time, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I like that it's classic. That's what
it's
I do
classic.
Like about it.
It's classic.
Yeah, it's than, better than, what's the one where the
Hex
cousin's
is going
simple?
On? Or,
yeah.
That clown, that circus one, or
I how can you say that when the villain is really just a headless guy? Think of all the great villains, Space Kook.
Because it's most, for one thing, the twist. You think the headless guy is the villain.
Yeah, it's the only time. It's the only time they've ever asked someone, and it turns out he's not the villain.
Yeah, I love that. I love the music, the song especially. Mm-hmm. I like the dynamic between the when the guy is found out to be the headless guy, the dynamic between the they instantly like him now. They're like, oh, how can we, you know?
How can we help? You've just tried to chase us all
just
night.
Switches on a dime.
It does.
It has the the spookiness to it. It's just a classic spooky scary Scooby that ends up perfectly, in my opinion. I give it 5 out of 5.
Well, yeah, I'll grant you it's a good episode, but best ever. That's
that's
a bridge too far for me. Yeah.
Bridge too far.
Yep.
Well, okay, this is a great episode. Next time we're doing Tiki. Is no fair.
Where the gang winds up in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, great. Okay. Great episode.
Oh, you're not doing the Phantom one then?
Phantom?
Yeah, no, well, that's going to be in a few times.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, that's the last one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, that should be very interesting, in Velma's words.
That's a long way off.
Okay, see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.